I'm Sarah, and as by way of introduction, I'm half Asian. I live in Northern California and San Francisco. I was born in North America. I do not speak any Asian languages, so I'm kind of a bad Asian, I would say. And I've only dated, I would say, white guys, like some in Europe, but like, yeah, white guys, or half Asian guys, but they've been born here in North America. So Western identified guys.
And I'm Jake. I am Chinese ethnically, but I was born outside of the U.S., but in North America. So I grew up in Canada. So I am definitely a banana. I'm somebody who was, you know, who is Chinese, but honestly, I'm probably more Western than Eastern. And in terms of dating, I've actually dated a lot of Asian women, including mostly women who were born in Asia. And I've also dated quite a few Caucasian women.
And the reason why we wanted to start these podcasts talking about dating and Asians and various topics is because we've been talking a lot about our dating lives. And in hearing some of Jake's stories, I said in a very un-PC way, as I finally told to a lot of my guy friends who've dated Asian women, who've told me about their crazy stories, I thought, I always ask, was she born here? And then invariably, the crazy ones, they weren't born here. And then when I say crazy, I don't mean literally like mentally ill, but just off from a Western point of view. Like doing things that a Westerner, at least what I consider a Westerner, wouldn't do. So I've always now told my straight guy friends, do not date an Asian woman who was not born here. And that was the point. That's the point of this podcast. Right. So I'm going to start off by asking Jake about some of his experiences dating Asian women who were not born here.
Well, I have more than just a dating experience. I actually married a woman who is ethnically Chinese, but she was born in Vietnam. And that didn't work out. We ended up breaking up. And interestingly, before that, so we'll call her, let me think of a good name. We'll call her Liz. And then the previous woman I was dating seriously, I was actually engaged to her. And interestingly, she was also Chinese, and she was also born in Vietnam. So I'm not sure what's up with that, whether it's a coincidence or not. But that didn't work out so well either. So your theory there might be something to your theory.
So you and I have discussed my theory, but do you want me to tell my theory now, or do you want to say?
Yeah, what's your theory?
Okay, my theory is, Asian women, and again, this is going to be very un-PC and very, very generalized. So this is based on my limited, very limited data set. But I have to say, Asian women in general, compared to like Westernized North American women, have been treated more like crap by men. I mean, women in general have been like, you know, treated like crap by men. If you're just going to take the statistics, you know, and take the data, generalize. But Asian women even more so. I mean, for example, like killing all the Chinese female babies, etc. So I think with Asian women, they kind of feel like, it's kind of like when you're on a soccer team and you always lose against another soccer team. Like you're soccer team A and you are always losing against soccer team B. After a while, after the 20th time, you start to feel like you're entitled to play dirty. Because you know you're going to lose anyways, so you might as well get in some kind of shots while you can. So I think with Asian women, again, who weren't born here, they've been so screwed over, literally, in many different ways, that they just don't play by the same rules, and I put the word rules in air quote, air quotes, as westernized women. Not to say that Western women are treated that much better either, but a little bit more equally. They have a little bit more of a shot.
So what are the rules that you're talking about? Like, what are the rules that Western women abide by that Asian women don't, that who are born in Asia?
You know, see, that's the hard part. So I think Asian women will just do things that Western women wouldn't do. Like, I don't think Western women would kind of conceive of it as much. And again, I'm not talking about Hispanic women. I'm not talking about Indian women. I'm just talking about white North American women. So, for example, like threatening suicide. I don't think Western white women would threaten suicide the way an Asian woman would. And I don't mean quite even threaten. Like, they might sort of do it. Or attempt it, I guess I should say. Or just threaten physical violence, let's say, against their spouse or boyfriend or kid.
Okay, so you can't like talk about that without giving us some stories. Like, is this from personal experience?
Or yeah, what? I've seen it. I've so seen it happen.
Tell us about that.
So yeah, I've seen Asian women threaten suicide, and I think it's kind of that's just what they do because I feel like. They feel like maybe they have no hope. I don't know. They don't have any power. So it's all that they have left. Whereas I don't think Western women do it. Western women would say, I'll shoot you. They wouldn't say, I'll shoot myself.
I'll cut off your balls.
Exactly. A white girl would cut off, would do a Bobbitt, would do a Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Whereas Madame Butterfly kills herself. What's the point of killing yourself? Kill the guy.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why kill yourself? But that's what Asian women do. And so I think they kind of, they do stuff that is sort of irrational. Like they cut off their nose to spite their face because they don't even know they have a face. They don't even know they have any power. Hmm. Or actually, to be honest, they don't. In their culture, they honestly don't. So what else are they going
to
do?
Well, the really interesting thing is so Liz, who I was married to, and I didn't give the other woman a name, but the woman before that I was engaged to, let's call her Vicky.
Okay.
Liz and Vicky. They were both, so in the case of Liz, she came here when she was, I think, 15 or 16. Liz, she came here when she was young, maybe 7, 6
or so. So 15 or 16, that's a woman.
Yeah.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
So she's, yeah, she is an Asian woman. She is not assimilated.
Totally. Now, Vicky, she's more assimilated.
Yeah.
Speaks perfect English, you know, is up with the pop culture. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference between her and an American-born Chinese woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's an ABC. She'd be just like the same as an ABC on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, it's really more about Vicky. Why would Vicky be influenced by this? Like, if she came over when she was 3 or 5, why would this impact her?
I still think, and this sounds kind of kooky, but stuff is kind of in your genes. I mean, you see your parents interact in a certain way. I mean, some of it is just, again, sounds kind of silly. It's kind of in your genes. It's in your blood. You just hear about stuff. You just know stuff. Like, again, I mean, maybe this is kind of a, I'll call it silly, but a weird example, again, is Chinese kill their girl babies. I mean, Americans don't kill their girl babies. So you just know that, and that's just kind of in the culture. It's inbred in you somehow. It's in the way of, and I'm just making this up, I don't even know if it's true, but serving men first, the food, versus serving the women first. And I don't even know if that's true, but those sorts of things where you just know it's better to have a male baby than to have a girl baby. That's what I mean. So it's not just, oh, well, you come here at 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, it's all the stuff just in your family and kind of in your blood.
And do you think that the girls that were born here, the Asian girls that were born here, the ABCs or American-born mm-hmm. Koreans or Japanese, that they're less affected by that?
I think they, yes and no. I don't know. I can only talk my own experience, but I grew up in a community that wasn't very Asian. I didn't go to Chinese school, like, to learn Chinese language. I went to schools that were very white. So I didn't get what I would guess might be a different sense if I went to, like, a Chinese school after school to learn Chinese or something, where the boys just were somehow treated better a little bit, you know? Not that Western boys aren't treated better, but I think there's a there's levels of degrees. So part of it is, you know, the parents come here. So that says something about the parents and the culture at home, and just learning the language and just hearing stuff. And even the language is different. I mean, how you speak to a male in the Asian language is different. Right. But in English, you say you. You is just you. It's not you, you're older, you, you're younger, you, you're male, you, you're female.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, Asian culture is very patriarchal, and it's... Yeah, you're right. Women are not respected.
It's very hierarchical.
Very hierarchical, and women are very demure, probably because they're conditioned to be, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to be SOL unless you are. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to work out well for you.
The really interesting thing about that, though, is that in a way, you know, that quality is what makes Asian women so attractive to a lot of guys, not just... For as an example, a lot of white guys, they like the fact that Asian women will take care of their guys, and they are not brash, and they're not as loud and independent. They take care of their guy.
Yeah.
So that's the other side of the coin.
Yeah, I mean, it's even though like I kind of talk about it in a way that I'm judging it, that one's positive and one's negative. I mean, obviously, it's. Worked, say worked in air quotes, we'll see how it ends, but for a lot of Asian cultures, I mean, the roles are very, I don't know what the word is, when the roles are just very clear, so people know their roles. I think it only becomes a problem is if you all of a sudden come into a different culture where the roles are slightly different, and you don't quite know, and people have different expectations, but you don't know, so what worked you know, in room A doesn't work in room B.
I can definitely attest to that. Dating Vicky and being married to Liz, honestly, compared to dating white women, they were nightmares. On the one hand, they were, when things were good, they were really good because Asian women, or women who are born in Asia, they do take really good care of their guys and they're very attentive. But here's the thing. Here's the thing is that they want something in return. And what they want in return is what I heard recently. Somebody said, Kaka. This girl I met recently, she says, I want Kaka. And I asked her, what's Kaka? And she says, I want constant affection and constant attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much sums it up, that both women wanted that. And I think that's very consistent among Asian-born women, whereas I think a lot of Caucasian women are a lot more independent, less, I don't want to use this word because it's pejorative, but less needy. They don't need as much attention. They want their own space. Whereas I've never met an Asian woman born in Asia who wanted their own space, who was okay with us doing different things or me hanging out with the guys on a Saturday night. Or me watching sports. That just never happened.
But with white women, it was?
Yeah, more so.
Mm-hmm.
More so, yeah. There'd be more understanding. And, yeah, both from my experience and also, you know, my friends, they date other women, and they would encourage. Like, you know, it's really interesting. I have a really good friend. He's Australian. And his wife encourages him to do all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really refreshing. It's really
and she's white?
Yeah, she's Australian. She's Caucasian.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that. That's interesting. I only know the crazy part.
Crazy part?
Yeah, the crazy part, meaning if they don't get what they want, they'll do stuff that you wouldn't expect them to do.
Yep.
Just go like 20% more than... Like a white girl would just leave... call you various names, and leave.
Yeah.
And talk bad about you, but that's it. Asian woman will break your car door or break a couple windows, car windows. Like, they will try to hurt you somehow or hurt your things. They'll try to hurt your things. And they'll threaten like physical violence. I don't think white women threaten physical violence.
Yeah. I'm just thinking in the case of Liz. Yeah, when things weren't going well, but this is before we broke up, she was posting all sorts of, you know, really crazy stuff on Facebook and on the internet. And our friends were horrified. Our friends, you know, my relatives, they couldn't believe what she was doing. And other Asian women were saying that she was psycho because they thought it was kind of over the top.
Right.
But that kind of supports what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so. I think, to me, like, Asian women don't see the next step. They don't see, okay, what's going to happen in a week, a month, a year. Like, they just see right this minute what's going wrong. And that, you know, so they just kind of blow everything up now. But they don't have kind of a long-term view or even a medium-term view. They'll just do something now because they can't kind of handle their emotions. So they have to kind of act it out because they can't talk it out.
They kind of act like they're 16-year-old girls.
Right. Yeah.
For their whole lives.
Yeah, 14. Kind of 14-year-old 14 girls.
14-year-olds, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not encouraged to actually, I mean, have a, I mean, I'm going to get them. This is not right. But have a career, you know, have more than just a job. They're expected just to get married and pop out babies. They're expected to be breeders, essentially.
They're not expected to communicate. And no. I have not met an Asian-born woman. And if you're an Asian-born woman who is a great communicator, I'd love to hear from you. But
yeah, people, please disagree with us and give us the opposite data. We'd be happy.
But yeah, I've dated a lot of Asian women, and they have a really tough time articulating what they feel and being, and just being straight when they're unhappy and why they're unhappy and just saying it. And a lot of them feel, even more than Caucasian women, feel like you should be reading their minds.
Do you think white women are better at telling you how they feel?
A little bit. I feel that way. They're not perfect. And you know, none of us are perfect.
Yeah.
None of us are perfect. But by comparison, yeah, I think Caucasian women are better.
So why do you think that is true?
I think partially it's because that, this is just conjecture on my part, but I think Asian women are not expected to, they're expected to stay silent, and they're not, nobody asks, in Asia, I'm guessing in Hong Kong or China or Japan, nobody asks a young Asian woman what their opinion of something is, and they're just expected to be pretty and to be quiet. And I don't think, especially with more feminists, you know, the feminist tradition in the States, more women here are vocal. They view themselves as equals. That's important. So they feel comfortable speaking up when something offends them or when they disagree with something. And I think that verbal communication is a skill like any other, where the more you talk, the more you exercise that skill, the better you become at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not used to doing that, then it's going to be really difficult for you to articulate what you feel and what you want.
I think you're right. And so instead, one might act out.
Yeah. We figured it out.
We have figured it out. So we're curious, what do our listeners, all two of them, think?
There's two?
Well, there's you and me. We're going to listen.
That's true. Me and you. That is two. Yeah.
So what do people think of our inaugural podcast? Do you think this is worth doing? Do you think this is useful? Would you like to hear more?
I want to know whether they think it's entertaining.
Okay, that's, yeah. Do you think it's entertaining? Help us improve. Tell us what you think. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye. See you next time. Yeah.